If you find value in our show and want to help us produce more awesomeness, there are several ways to do so. Go to anchor.fm/thefandemic and help out monetarily. Don't forget to send us a message. We would love to hear from you. Or find us at Patreon at patreon.com/PVOTNFandemic, where levels of awesomeness awaits and a chance to be part of the show. If you can't help monetarily, no biggie. Share the awesomeness on your socials and don't forget to leave a review. All right, let's get on with the show.
Get your earphones in, everybody, and everybody hear us out. We are Rob Uten and Brian Dennis, and this is PVOTN. We've got my dad leveling up your awesomeness. Dropping knowledge of TV, movies, and comics. We've got Brian Dennis flexing his nerd muscles. How you level up your awesomeness? He will solve the puzzle. Just when you thought you've heard it all, a new episode will come along. Won't you like, subscribe, and rate our show? One last thing, leave a 5-star review before you go. Oh yeah!
Welcome to the Fandemic. We are your one-stop podcast. Every week, we're going to give you all the things to level up your awesome. For starters, we will give you our war report. That's right, the what's awesome report for the week with all the who's it's and what's it's. If it's awesome, we got to talk about it. Once you find out what's awesome, then we're going to prevenge part of the show and tell you the stories that could have led to your favorite movies, TV shows, and so much more. It might be a list. It might be a pitch. One thing is for sure. Your awesomeness will be leveled up due to this. Then we're going to get into verse mode. This is where Brian and I each take one character of awesome and tell you how they meet, fight, and more importantly, who would kick whose, as Leia would say it, Pawtuckus. And I'm having camera issues. I do apologize. Sorry. I'm Bradley B.
We do all the Pawtuckus kicking here on Prevenge.
Yes, we do. I'm Bradley Buten, and this is my co-host,
Brian S. Dennis, where the S stands for the T-Virus.
Ooh, welcome to the Fandemic. Now streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. All right, Brian. How you doing, man?
You know what? It is always a good day that I get to come and hang out with you, sir. It is a lovely day in the central Iowa area. Just came from hanging out, had a little of a shrimp boil for dinner/late lunch. So you can't get nothing wrong with that. And as always, I am so ready to level up my awesome with you today, sir.
Yes, man. Same. I'm actually skipping dinner tonight. We had a late Taco Bell lunch, and my stomach is equally.
Are you running for the border, sir?
Yeah, a couple times.
Okay. The best when I was in college, there was a Taco Bell about a mile away from campus, and the best thing about that Taco Bell, I can tell you, that it was open till like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh yeah.
So that was the best thing that. After you either left the bar or, you know, for those of us that were too young to drink legally at the time anyway, that's kind of where you would go. And the best part was that when you're a struggling college student, and this has been many moons ago, but for $5, you could eat well. You would have like that bag that's so hefty, you would literally be like, you know, I'm going to, you know, you get like 7 bean burritos, some center sticks, you know, you could real cinnamon twists, you know, you could really go hard back in the mid 90s for like $5 at Taco Bell. So, and then of course there's no good deed goes unpunished. So, if that was what you ate, especially multiple times a week, again, you were definitely making a run for a lot of things, including the border.
I remember there was many years I did not eat at Taco Bell because right when I joined the military and I got out to my first permanent party station in Spokane, Washington, I went to a Taco Bell, and that was the first time I'd ever ate there. And I got food poisoning hardcore.
Yeah.
And I was a fresh, you know, like new face in the Air Force. And I was just like, oh, it was horrible. So the first two times I ate at Taco Bell, I got food poisoning. And So I didn't go for lots of years. Now it's and we go pretty often because I have kids.
Sure.
And that is definitely one of those things that they like to do. So,
well, coming from the South, I don't know about you, but we had a thing in the South called White Castle. Mm. And they called them crawlers because they're these little. Now, if anyone lives in a place, they have a restaurant called Crystal. Crystal is a little more common than White Castle, at least back in the day. If you do know White Castle, here's the thing. When Harold and Kumar make a movie about you, that should tell you all you need to know about White Castle. But they were. They're these little mini sliders, and they called them crawlers, right? Because if you ate too, because they were super inexpensive. Again, if you're someone that's on a major budget, you could eat well, right? You could get full. And back then, it was all about quantity, not quality. Like, I just need to eat where I'm full for a couple hours. And they called them crawlers. There's a name, well earned. So you'd eat, if you're not down like half a dozen of those things, which you could do pretty easily, especially when you're a 20-something year old guy. And then the result would be you would slowly make the walk of shame to the nearest restroom, hopefully in your home, where no one else has to deal with it. So, yes. But those were the good old days of the Taco Bell, the White Castle. And you know what? There's no thing as the bad story with diarrhea, because diarrhea is funny.
Also runs in the family.
Stop.
In your pants?
Stop, bro.
All right.
I got you. Yeah. For our listeners at home, this is where I go, we're free. So you get what you get. So
right.
There we are. We're here all week. All right. Yes. Yes.
And I already worked poop into the episode. You're welcome.
You know what, though? Well, we may have worked poop. We have not had a herogasm moment. So we are okay.
Yeah, because there was a lot of moments in Herogasm. Holy cow.
That was more than I was not ready for that. And again, I think you say it best. That happened.
Yep.
That happened.
Yeah, man. Update on me. Job search going pretty good. I think I interviewed like four or five. I think I had like seven interviews last week. Three of them were like second. So I should be hearing something pretty good this week. So I got a couple that I'm really hopeful for. So pretty good stuff, man. I'm excited. Right.
Very cool. And as always, anything you need, man, I'm here for you.
Oh, of course.
This is really, I mean, you know, you are a great guy, you know. So any companies that are listening to our podcast, you want someone that
we know you are.
Yeah. You know, Google and Bezos, we know you're listening.
That's right.
Elon Musk, we see you. You know, if you're looking for someone that is intelligent, charming, creative, I'm sorry, I already have a job. But if you're looking for someone else, to holler at my boy Bradley. He's one in a million. And you know what? We might even give you a podcast shout out. You never know. You never know.
And I promise we won't do the interview together.
I mean, we're not promising we won't do the interview together.
I mean, we
can redo the what was it, Step Brothers?
Oh,
the Step Brothers interview. Yeah,
I want to do that so bad. We get prom tuxes and everything. Oh, I am so in.
But you got to be Will Ferrell, okay? Because I call John C. Reilly. You got to be Will Ferrell.
I can do that. Okay. I can do that. I'll get a curly wig.
Okay, I think we both need the curly wig at this point.
Yep.
Yeah. I just think it'd be really cool to have the Chewbacca mask, and of course, yours would not be, you know, theater quality. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Right.
All right, sir. Let's do it.
All right. Well, so let's get off. Wow. All right. Let's go ahead and get into the What's Awesome Report, Brian.
What's Awesome Report? Yes, sir.
Yes. What's awesome, man?
All right, so a couple things. So I like to run down things that I've been watching. They're always really cool to do. So I have a couple things that I'm sure we probably both have watched. We talked a little bit about. But first off, I think the first thing we need to lead off with the What's Awesome Report is the finale of the first season of Ms. Marvel. So good. And again, so very, very good. Probably the best origin story we've seen probably since, I think, the way they handled Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man. I mean, best teen origin we've seen in quite a while. And I know Disney Plus does it because they push out so much material. The only thing about it is six episodes per season just always seems short. I would love at least eight. 10 would be my dream, but give me at least eight.
You know,
go ahead.
Do make a mid-season and then take a month off and come back and do, you know, I'm game for that. And do like two more or even take 2 months off and then come back. But yeah, you're right. Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah, but absolutely. I mean, the first season of the show was really good. I mean, I love the culture, the diversity, the music, the sounds. Mm-hmm. It was done so very, very well. Very timely. We look at the final season with dealing with the DODC and how that happened with the mosque. And you said a lot of the crowd support of Ms. Marvel and all those things. And obviously, again, continually to think, we're really going the way, whether you want to do it as a secret invasion or however you want to handle that. We're seeing more and more elements of the mystical. And the biggest part of this, Bradley, and I'm sure you know, but the biggest part of Ms. Marvel, and before I go, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, yes.
We heard a very important word during the credit scene of Ms. Marvel. And do you want to share what that really important word was?
It starts with an M and ends in a T. Mutant.
And the biggest part of that, and it's perfect time because they knew we're going to do the show we're going to do today. I'm telling you, they're watching us, Bradley.
I think so. They just need to call.
Is this, for those of you that don't understand what this is such a big deal, is this. So if you've watched if you've been watching, most of you in our audience probably watch a lot of the Marvel movies and the TV shows, whether it's on the network or have gone to the theater and seen probably both. There's a very important word that you never hear in the Disney Plus series, which is mutant. Now, if you are old school fans like Bradley and I, so much of Marvel's universe is based on the term mutant, okay? Mm-hmm. So DC teams that they'll use enhanced, meta, things of that nature, supers. But in DC, in Marvel, it is so much about mutants. And so many of the individuals who have powers are mutants, okay, and it's clear allegory for people of Jewish descent, other minorities, with Stan Lee and a lot of people creating the content. Mm-hmm. But again, not to make this a history class or a business class, when Marvel licensed so much of their material to Sony, one of the things that went with the material that they licensed was the term mutant. Now that that has been freed up, you now hear them say for the first time mutant. Not only does that mean we're going to have mutants in the MCU, but we're going to have very specific mutants in the MCU. And Bradley, do you want to share who most likely that team of mutants are?
Yes, Brian, I would love to. I think we're going to get X-Men. We are definitely getting
absolutely X-Men. Getting X-Men.
Oh, we're my gosh. Absolutely getting, man, X-Men. Let's talk a little bit about the history of Ms. Marvel, too. Ms. Sure. Marvel, one of the things in the comics, she is an inhuman, not a mutant. And I do like that they're making her a mutant instead of an inhuman.
Yes.
Because the mutants need to be in there. And she just works better. Plus, I would really like to see her on an X-Men team. So,
yes.
I mean, and she would fit.
Yes, yes. Yes, and so again, for most of you, it is the majority of, and it's more than just the X-Men, but a lot of the characters that you even may know in the current MCU, they've had to change some of their background because they are mutants in the comic canon, but they can't be mutants currently. So two important ones are the Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, okay? So Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver in true Marvel canon are both mutants. But I'm getting there. We're gonna have a more Popish moment here in just a moment. Yes. But because of the need that they couldn't go that level, you had to have them have their abilities created by the Mind Stone. And then we also, again, another spoiler alert: if you have not had a chance to watch Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, they further expand Wanda's origin, as well as in WandaVision, to her not just being Wanda, but taking the term Scarlet Witch. That being said, both Quicksilver and Wanda, again, never going to have our Maury Povich moment. So, Bradley Buchanan, in the case of Wanda Maximoff and Pietro Maximoff, who is the father?
Gee, Brian, that would be Magneto,
aka Eric Lyncher, aka the one of the great ultimate villains in Marvel / anti-hero.
Yeah,
and again, if you bring in him, you bring in his, if you bring him as an antagonist, you have to bring in one also very important person as a protagonist, who, again, going back to the Multiverse of Madness, Doctor Strange 2, is who, sir?
Professor Charles Xavier.
Millennials will never know how cool that cartoon was.
Oh my god!
I mean, you could anyone that is 35 or older, if you just hum out you that know. Song, it is the, you know you will stop. That is the best. Real quick tangent. Going back when you would have the Amazing Spider-Man and then the X-Men cartoon. That's when cartoons were only on Saturday mornings. Again, back in my day, cartoons were only on Saturday mornings. But those two were just rock star. And they never did a real overlap between the two, which I was very surprised. They had that show come out. Now they're crossovering like crazy. But there's so much when it comes to the X-Men with mutants. So we'll talk more about them, actually, as I talk for our prevent show. That's how great how things worked out. But it just opened the door for so many. And again, Multiverse of Madness. You also saw a quick hint to the Fantastic Four. So with the X-Men being available to bring it to the MCU, with the Fantastic Four being able to bring it to the MCU, and it's clear by what happened with Doctor Strange 2, and just a real quick wording. By the way, Bruno, thank you. Thank you, Bruno.
Yes.
Or as I call you, young Marty McFly.
Right?
It's just there, right?
It is.
I want a Bruno versus Ned for guy in the chair. Like, I think Bruno versus Ned for guy in the chair. Who's the best sidekick?
Okay. I like Bruno.
Yeah. Really?
Because,
you know, Ned apparently has got a little magic.
Correct, but he's also going to be Hobgoblin.
Ah, true. Yeah. I want a Ned and America Chavez love story. Can we get that? Like, they're in Carmitage, both training.
Yeah.
You know, they're about the same age. Right. Ned would totally be all into her.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, but okay, before we go too much ago, we actually have some things you want to review beyond that. But Ms. Marvel just opened the door for so many things.
Yeah.
And Marvel does what Marvel does, which is it always goes out on a high note. So, yeah. And again, as two get, we always joke, they're watching us. Hopefully they are. I'd like to think that'd be really cool. But you can't give, there's so much canon and so many stories and so much intricacies of the stories, that team that keeps all this straight with very few glaring continuity errors. I mean, I'm one of those people that actually watches for continuity errors, and there's not a lot. There's really isn't. There very rarely are. So that, again, speaks highly. So, yeah, so that was that. And the other thing I want to mention for my war report before I turn this over to you is back to my middle name, which is always a hint for something I'm going to talk about. So I am both. I may be COVID negative, but I may be positive for the T-virus. And if you know what the T-virus is, that is alluding to Resident Evil and, of course, the Umbrella Corporation. I kind of want the Umbrella Corporation versus the Umbrella Academy. I think that would be interesting to see who will win there.
Yeah, I agree. That would be awesome.
All right. So, Brad, how much of the Resident Evil show did you happen to watch?
I am two episodes in. I have been doing Twitch reviews after every episode. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing, I did one and two. I'm going to pick up three. I think I'm going to try to get it done this week is what I'm going to try to do. So,
all right. I finished it. It actually, because it's only eight episodes. I know the reviews have been mixed. The review for some of the acting has been good. There's some people that really dislike the way it's kind of gone away from the video game and the source material from the movies that we've previously seen. I actually didn't mind some of the reimagining. Mm-hmm. I think it could have, this is one of those series I think could have been six episodes because it felt like the last few kind of drawn on a little bit. But it is really good. I think it's decent. And primarily because I love anything where I can see Lance Reddick. So that is always just, and those of you who don't know Lance Reddick, you probably do know Lance Reddick. You maybe not know that name. If you enjoy John Wick Parabellum, then you enjoy Lance Reddick. Okay. Yeah. By the way, I think he and Ian Shane should just do all the things together. Again, not the greatest show ever. Really good, nice little escape. We're talking about zombies, not to the level of Walking Dead, not to the level of World War Z, but a good little series that will probably get a couple seasons on Netflix. If you're looking for something that you can binge quickly, again, it's only 8 episodes. If you don't mind some gore, because there's plenty of, because it's Resident Evil, it is definitely not for kids. It's not a bad distraction at all.
Yeah, so my thoughts on it are pretty much like it's campy, stupid, good. Like, yeah. I mean, like, oh, you are playing on a laptop. You must be a computer genius that can hack anything.
Yeah.
It was like, you're in high school, dude. Okay.
Yeah, because the show is not one of the ones that we're going to protect. I don't care getting to the spoilers. Yeah, the idea is that this kid can, the Umbrella Corporation, which runs the world. Okay, but the dude, and he lost me, this was just a minor line, but he lost me. He said, yeah, they have to upgrade their security in 2 years.
Really?
Okay, I have an Android, but I know iPhone users talk about your stuff gets updated all the time.
Right.
All the time. And so if I'm going to update my phone like every 6 weeks, but the Umbrella Corporation that does all the shape, they are evil incarnate, okay?
Yeah.
This is like, you know, by the way, how on earth did you not cast Elon Musk as Wesker? That's the only thing I would say.
Right? That is perfect. Oh, man.
Elon, hey, kind of like I don't want Black Twitter coming at me. Mr. Musk, it was just jokes. It's just, the Illuminati, I'm just. Okay, that being said, anyway, just those little things like really, they can change the presidency, but you didn't update your security,
right? And random people can easily break in, I guess.
Break in, break out. You know, like basically similar to J.K. Rowling. Yeah, similar to J.K. Rowling goes, she thought in retrospect, Harry, Ron, and Hermione just running the table against all these greatest wizards and witches of all time as three teenagers was a little unrealistic.
Like tweens.
Yeah. So these three, like, in one of which he's fighting off a virus at the same time, and another who basically is hacked from his cell phone, like.
Yeah. But it is a good, campy, fun show.
Yes,
like,
it is.
You're not going to get deep. It's not mean. Like, you can turn it on, and if you got to run the bathroom.
You can tell what's going to happen. If you watch any type of sci-fi fantasy, if you watch any of the movies, if you've been with the video game, you know they definitely take some turns away from the social security. If you've watched anything where there's the evil corporation is doing some shady stuff with human beings, you kind of know, like, even when they do, and this is my last little thing, even because I don't know about you, but I was like, when they had a little thing where, oh, you haven't gotten this far, but my guess is when this comes to this, you'll see it. There's a part where there's this character that is in front of Jade, and the character is getting ready to take off their helmet, and then that's the end of the episode. And trust me, you're like,
hi, sister. Yep. I didn't even see it. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. So there it is. All right.
Awesome. Do you have any shout outs?
Oh, shoot. No major shout outs this week. Other than my son Brendan turned 25 earlier this month.
Nice. Yes, happy birthday.
The big 25. So Brendan, you know, dad loves you to death. As always, you know, for those of you that listen to the show, thank you for your patronage. Thank you for those of you that subscribe, those of you that, you know, buy us a coffee. We do appreciate it. But even if you don't, hop in financially, because we all know gas is almost $5 a gallon. So, you know what? Since I gave Elon a little shake, which might be a good reason to buy yourself a Tesla.
Right? That you'll be on hold for a year to get.
Elon, we really Mr. Musk.
Mr. Musk, sir. Yeah.
Sir, we do appreciate everything you're doing for us. And, you know, viva la Elon. Viva la Elon. Okay. We just really appreciate it. So we're going to do a better job doing our shout-outs for folks. But absolutely. And if there's anyone that you ever want us to shout-out on the show, send us one. We'll gladly give them a shout-out.
Yeah.
You know, this will be our Ryan Seacrest moment of the show with your long-distance dedication.
And we're live streaming, so we can get it right away. So, boom, boom. Okay.
All right, sir. What do you got?
I got a couple of some small, some big, some other stuff just kind of all over the place this week. So, one is the Rings of Power trailer came out. Did you see it? Oh, comes out September 2nd. My birthday, September 8th. Coincidence? I think not.
But September also 2nd seems so far away. I know we're in the middle of July, and so it's really not that long, but it seems so far.
And you know what comes out September 9th, right after my birthday? Cobra Kai, season 5.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
So, other than that, I finished Sons of Anarchy. That is done. The last season, season 7, should have been like 3 episodes, and that was it.
Okay.
Highlights of the show. It was a good show. Fantastic show. Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson were both in the final season.
Love it.
I was for it. Good job. I liked how it ended. Haven't watched Mans yet, but great. I super dug the show. Big Brother. I love that show. Paloma, is she actually self-evicted from the house? If you watch Big Brother, you know what I'm talking about. We talked about the Miss Marvel finale and all of its awesomeness. However, we did not mention the big cameo. Spoiler alert, Brie Larson as Captain Marvel.
Yes, yes.
Setting up the Marvels, and I am for it. She looks better than she did in Endgame. Yes. I don't dig Captain Marvel with the short hair.
Not digging the short hair? Okay. Nope. I really, the only thing, and I love the fact that we're going to, now, I don't know if they actually named her, but we're going to get Maria Lambeau, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. Phantasm. I think it's Monica Photon. Lambeau. Yeah. I say Phantasm and Photon, who previous to that was also Captain Marvel. So, you know, we basically got the three women who have used Marvel. The only thing that we are missing, I think, is Marvel Girls, but maybe.
I hope so. Well, you know, I don't think we're going to get too far. I don't think Marvel Girl is going to be too far gone. I think we're going to get a Marvel Girl before too long. And if you don't know what we're talking about, stick around because we will. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure both Brian and I are going to get into our Marvel Girl.
Absolutely. 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 The only thing is, when we talk about it before we get to the, I got one thing I wanted to mention as well.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk more about the X-Men and all that fun stuff. Be in no rush to give us a Dark Phoenix saga. Be in no rush. We need time to heal. Just give us a minute. Dark Phoenix is one of the best books ever written. Mm-hmm. Give us a minute. It's just, we don't need what we've, both attempts. We just, Sophie Turner and Famke Janssen both just,
yep, you did it.
We don't need it. We don't.
Yep. We're good.
Apocalypse, just give us Mr. Sinister. Give us Magneto. Give us Mr. Sinister. Apocalypse.
Mr. Sinister, I'm good with. You know, stick on the Brotherhood, although I want to see the Good Brother. And I'm going to go into what I think we should go into anyway, because it's my favorite X-Men book or story. So, all right. A couple other things. The Strange New Worlds finale. Did you watch it?
Yeah. Did, and it broke my heart. I mean, the end of, and I'm going to space his name off so much right now. The gentleman that they wrote him off, but he was great.
You talking about Ansem Elgort?
No. Did I miss an episode? Because it was the one where they were, Rebecca gentleman. No, the blind. Oh God!
He died. Yeah, he died. Yeah. I can't think of the actor.
I can't think of his character's name, but he was one of my favorites. I really like that. I've heard that season 2 is gonna be. They already said a lot of great things, especially expanding the role of the Mr. Kirk, as well. Not Captain Kirk, but Ensign Kirk. So that looks very good. And obviously, it was just a great show. It really is a great show. I don't know. Real quick, what do you think? That versus Picard. Where would you put season 1 versus of Strange New World versus season 1 or season 2 of Picard?
You know what? I really like Strange New World, but I got to go. Picard is – I like Picard a lot, too. This is a really hard – we could probably do a whole episode on this.
Sure.
I'm going to say – I'm going to say Strange New Worlds is better than Picard.
Both seasons?
Yes. I think Strange New Worlds is the exact is the best shot to Star Trek that we've had.
Really? Because now I got something else. Strange New Worlds or Orville New Horizons?
Stop it. Orville New Horizons, because
Go ahead.
Oh, just because it's just amazing.
Did you see the time travel episode with Gordon?
No, not yet.
Okay. So you're like probably two episodes back. Yeah. All right. This episode. The last two have been fantastic. Mm-hmm. So two episodes ago featured, and I'm going to go back. No spoilers, but I wanted to talk about it really quickly. Featured Gordon. The one most recently featured Isaac. It did what Next Generation tried to do with exploring relationships with Data that they struggled with. They do it really, really well with Isaac in the most recent episode. But the episode prior to that, it took a look at it was the episode really featuring the Gordon character played by Scott Grimes. Mm-hmm. It had occasional jokes, but it really was. It talked about time travel the way that if time travel was possible, the way that a space federation of planets would look at it, and it is heart wrenching. I was so surprised of the dramatic chops that both Scott Grimes and the creator.
Seth MacFarlane
have. They had a couple really tense scenes together, and it was flipping fantastic. So please catch up. I would love to hear your thoughts on the time travel one. It is just so good. So good. So I love Strange New Worlds, but I got to say Orville New Horizons may be the best Star Trek-ish or Star Trek-adjacent show that's on right now, which leads me to my way back throwback, which is something back in the day that you should really catch up on. So I give you one guess, Bradley. So we were talking about Star Trek, talking about the Orville. This is a movie that was a take on Star Trek that was probably one of the best done non-Star Trek movies ever. What do you think I'm going to suggest people watch?
Battlestar Galactica?
No, by Graftar's Hammer, sir. Galaxy Quest.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Come on.
Tim Allen at his best.
Yes, Tim Allen at his best.
And Sigourney Weaver.
Because this is horrible, but I mean, when Ripley was running around, I kind of got with the chest. Hi, let me out of here. But definitely check out Galaxy Quest. If you've not watched it, it is great. It's got Tim Allen. It's got our buddy Severus Snape in it. It's just against Sigourney Weaver, Darrah Chill Mitchell. The acting is just fantastic. Very funny, but it's very much in the vein. And I remember when it came out, a lot of people said it was the best Star Trek movie that had been made in a long time. It is not a Star Trek movie, but it's got Star Trek written all over it, and you would definitely check it out. So check it out, the Way Back Throwback, Galaxy Quest. All right, sir.
Awesome. We went to Aldi's to get some groceries, and I don't know how, but my wife Tetrised one box and fit all of her groceries in, and my mind is still blown for that. So
that is impressive.
Oh, yes. Man. Yeah. It was amazing. Criminal Minds is coming back to Paramount Plus, which with a lot returning. However, you got to get Shamar Moore. You can't.
Is SWAT still on?
Just one. Yes. Just one episode. That's all we need. Okay. One episode now and then. You're already working with CBS. Just do an episode.
Sure.
And if you don't, just go be Jon Stewart or Cyborg.
Okay? Yes.
Just. Please.
Yes. Shamar Moore would be perfect as I see more of a Jon Stewart versus a Cyborg. I think Cyborg you need younger. But I can definitely see him as, and again, just similar to Chris Hemsworth. When you have that physique, you're meant to be a superhero. You are flat out meant to be a superhero. So there's a lot of people. I mean, Shamar Moore could fit in. A lot of, I mean, he could do pretty much anything. By the way, I've been told I look a lot like him, Bradley. What do you think?
Oh, I thought he was your brother.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, yeah, you guys were definitely
twin
related.
Brother, though. Twin, right? Yeah. Identical, yeah. Like same egg, all the whole thing, right?
Yeah. Yes. Well, yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's why I love you, man. That's why I love you. All right.
Okay. Other than that, man, I got a bunch of comics that I'm going to start reviewing and putting on my TikTok. Man, I took the Leia and Anna for Raising Cane's late last week,
yeah,
which is amazing. Also, I've been hitting the Rain Energies really hard, so. Yeah.
So my tag team partner's head explodes. You know why? Why? And Raising Cane's is a good place. I personally like the Altoona one a little better than Jordan Creek because the line is not as long. Mm-hmm. But sir, if you ever have a chance to go south, I got to give a quick plug for a restaurant called Zaxby's, Zaxby apostrophe S, Zaxby's. Which, if you like Raising Cane's, you will love Zaxby's. The nearest one is in Kansas City. Just phenomenal food. Very similar, but a little bit better, in my opinion. I ain't never turned down a chicken tender in my life, though. So Raising Cane's is always a standby. But if not, definitely, if you have a chance, if you find yourself heading down to Kansas City, check out Zaxby's, sir.
You should have told me this about 2 weeks ago.
Well, now you know.
I'll be there. I'll be again. I'll definitely go.
I feel like I need the little rainbow for NBC.
The more you know.
The more you know. Yes. Oh. You have to do the freeze frame, the whole thumb. You have to go.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But when they jump in the air and I stop, yeah. All right.
Well, we'll start making some good commercials. I think we can handle that.
You got it.
So, Brian, I think we hit our What's Awesome report pretty hardcore. Let's move on to the prevenge. Brian, what is it that we are prevenging?
All right. Tonight? So if we have not buried the lead already, we're going to prevenge. Again, not planned because we didn't know what the spoiler was going to be as part of Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
But we have talked a bit about, again, going back to Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. We know that the X-Men were coming. So we thought, you know what? Based on that movie, and again, spoiler alert, we get to see Professor X as Charles Xavier played by Patrick Stewart. So, you know what? Let's prevent, let's fan cast the rest of the cast. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk a bit about who and why we would pick to be the remainder of the X-Men. So, and we're going to go old school. So,
no, Brian.
Yeah.
Real quick, sorry to interrupt. Did you use all your characters from a single franchise?
I couldn't do it. I tried.
You couldn't do it? All right. I did it. All right.
So, you go first because I jumped around. I had to. But I'll let you go first. So Bradley understood the assignment. For me, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to pick who I want to at this point.
But I
want you to do your thing. I was going to do it using Potter. I came real close to doing Potter. In fact, I might think that through a little bit and maybe do Potter. But I'll let you lead off with who you're going to fan cast as members of the X-Men.
So before I say, do you want to take a guess at what franchise I use to staff my X-Men?
I've got to be Star Wars, right?
No.
Really? Okay.
Nope. It's not Star Wars. Stranger Things.
Of course.
I use Stranger Things. Now, of course, there, you know, our Xavier's Patrick Stewart. We're not going to touch that.
So that's, you're going to be great grandpa to all the kids at this point.
Exactly. So in no specific order, I put Magneto as Matthew Modine or Papa.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Now, Cyclops, I picked as Joe Carey or Steve Harrington as Cyclops.
Okay.
I went back and forth between him and Billy, but I found a better spot for Billy. Mm-hmm. I want to hit all the normal people first, and then I threw some extras in there because there's a lot of people in Stranger Things.
There's a lot of people in Stranger Things.
In my X-Men, we are going to Age of Apocalypse.
Okay.
Okay, so 3, 4, however many movies, we are eventually going to get to Age of Apocalypse. Okay. My Marvel girl, or who is Marvel girl, Brian?
Jean Grey.
That is correct. Is no other than Sadie Sink or Max. Gotta have the natural redhead.
You gotta have the natural redhead, yes.
Yep.
We are doing a Bryce Dallas Howard or Kirsten. I can't think of her name. It doesn't matter. But yeah, we're gonna get real redheads. Okay.
All right, and my beast is none other than Hellboy himself, David Harbour.
Yes.
Hopper.
Yep.
Okay. I kind of had problems fitting him in, but so then I got Angel. Not really one of my favorite. He's better Devil than he is Angel, but
oh God, yes,
yeah. So Charlie Heaton or Jonathan Byers is gonna be my Angel. Rogue, I gotta have good. Gotta have Rogue.
Okay.
Maya Hawke, Robin, is Rogue. Now Iceman.
Let's wait. I'm just thinking. Have all the wonderfulness that brings to
right
all mine? The possibilities. Just yeah. One moment. See, this is why I love you, man. All right, continue.
So Iceman. Caleb McLaughlin, who was Lucas, mm-hmm. I think he would make especially when he has the high top.
Yes, you know? Yes. I mean,
make him Iceman. And now, I got Moira MacTaggert would be our Winona Ryder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And then Mystique, it'd be Natalie Dyer or the Nancy Wheeler.
Got you.
Now Emma Frost. That's where I got. That's where I put in Millie Bobby Brown. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And then I could not do a an X-Men fan casting without two individuals, my probably two favorite mutants. Brian, you know who they are?
No, who would they be?
Wolverine and Gambit.
See, I didn't want to touch Gambit. Great, I was afraid to touch Wolverine. Go for it,
Wolverine. Decray Montgomery, who is Billy.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, the more I thought about that, the more I absolutely loved it. That is awesome. So, Gambit. Gambit is... I love the character of Gambit.
They've never done a really good Gambit either, so correct. Yeah.
I mean, they got pretty close to Taylor Kirsch. I mean, yeah. They just didn't give him anything to do. They didn't make. I mean, he was just a cheap ripoff that they used for a minute.
Yeah.
In X-Men Origins, and they shouldn't have. They definitely. And then, and I mean, I like Taylor Kirsch way better than Tatum ever could have been.
But yeah.
Anyway, my Gambit is Joe Quinn, Eddie Munson.
R.I.P. Number one, Eddie.
Yeah. Eddie.
I just see Metallica just play at his funeral.
Right?
Yeah. Like, if there's ever anyone that needs a Viking funeral, it was Eddie Munson, man. It was just like, dude,
That,
I'm assuming for our audience that really is in the Stranger Things, they've already watched it. That scene where he doesn't run, where he just flat out, and we know it's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean you still don't do it. And that scene when he doesn't run, and you know it's coming, and this is like, the minute he goes, I'm not a hero.
You know he's dead.
Like, yeah.
He's going to die the hero's death.
But you know, exactly, he's going to die the most heroic, because that's the trust you have in it. You go,
right.
Okay, you know he's going to die the hero's death. I can't wait to see how they did it, and they did it fantastically. They did it fantastic.
Yeah. So, Brian, am I missing anybody?
I don't see you missing anyone. The only thing that I would have done differently would be the actor who played Vecna or Number One. Mm. I would have cast them as Angel. I would have cast them as
Angel. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because also, that's when we go to Death or Archangel. You've already shown he's got a darkness. Yeah. That already shows there. And maybe Paul Reiser is Toad. I could see that. I was like, it's got such a deep canon mm-hmm. that it's like, I mean, that casting is immense. And then, I think those are the main ones that would be there. But no, absolutely. I think you did a fantastic job.
The actor that played Chrissy could be Shadowcat.
Yes.
But yeah.
But no, I mean, just so good. And again, we're so excited. We're going to have them. And right on cue, we got our fantastic cameo with Princess Leia.
Here, you want to say hi?
Wee's good enough. Hi, Princess Leia. How are you?
Hi.
Fantastic. Your dad's 4 years, but fantastic. How's your Sunday?
Say bye.
Bye.
Ooh. And that was loud. That was loud.
Yeah, I'm sure it was muffled from where I'm hearing. It was okay. And what's the cast name again? That you said you updated it?
Darth Honey.
Darth Honey. Very good.
Darth Honey.
Darth Honey. Okay. Would you just feel like in the Sith locker room, you've got Darth Sidious, you've got Darth Vader, and then here comes Darth Honey on some level, it's like, really?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. All right, sir. All right, let me give you my shot at doing this. So I, again, was going to fan cast using the Potterverse, and then I just – so what I was going to do – I was going to have my Magneto. We'll start with the actual X-Men. So okay. When it came to it, and this is not what I'm going to do super brief, and I'll tell you actually what I went through with it. So when looking at who I was going to use, so absolutely, and I thought it kind of wrote itself, which made me not want to do it. Mm-hmm. But when looking at it, I was absolutely was going to cast Harry as Cyclops. I think that kind of writes itself. I think Daniel Radcliffe would have made, you know, the ideal Harry. That leaves Ron to play, in my head, Iceman. That would have had to have meant that I would have gone with Ron's sister. I would have went with Jenny as Jean Grey. I got to go to Natural Redhead. Mm-hmm. Luna would have been Emma Frost. And Seamus would have been Beast. And then absolutely Severus Snape would have been Magneto. So that would have been where I went. But I just thought, you know what? I actually want to do this as if I was actually casting it today. Again, RIP. I want to go, who, if I was to redo this, I like, if we really did this, who would I want in this? And I thought about it as if I was able to cast and get these people with Marvel's money, I would do this, and I would also do it this way. I would assume that the audience is familiar, because Marvel has a very learned audience, okay? So I felt, I mean, there's a reason that you don't see very many actual origin stories anymore. You know, you saw one from Moon Knight, mm-hmm. So one from Ms. Marvel. Moon Knight's a lesser-known character. Ms. Marvel is newer, and they updated both of them for natural comic canon, but we haven't had a lot of origin story. There was no Spider-Man origin story. There was a Cap origin story, but again, Cap was lesser known, right?
Right.
So, I mean, compared again to a lot of these characters, they're not lesser known now when the movies came out. So given the X-Men definitely is on the same level as Spider-Man, we're just going to go with the idea that the X-Men team already exists. So here is who my X-Men team, when I'm going straight up old school, the actual original real first class of X-Men. So, Cyclops. So I look at it this way. This would have been teams already four. They've been fighting. These are veterans that are trying to, basically they would be absolutely the equal of the Avengers, but maybe working in secret.
Better.
Better. Absolutely. Better. They are better. They are better.
Yes,
they are better. But they just don't have the publicity. They've been working in secret. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to be teenagers. They're going to be adults. Okay. So my Cyclops, you know what? He was not allowed to be Batman or Nightwing, but he is going to be Cyclops. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Absolutely going to be my Cyclops.
Nice.
My Jean Grey will be Rose Leslie. If you don't know Rose Leslie, if you know Game of Thrones, you know nothing Jon Snow. that is going to be my Jean Grey. For another reason than this, I'm going to let her fix what Sophie Evans screwed up. I mean, Sophie Turner screwed up. So you know what? She's going to come in. She's going to fix it for us. I also love her in A Time Traveler's Wife. That she's got some good acting chops. Mm-hmm. If you've not seen a great show you can catch up on with on Paramount Plus is The Good Fight. She is in that and does an excellent job in The Good Fight. She can lose the British accent really easily. Number up next is Iceman. So I figure Iceman, of these adult X-Men, adult X-people, he'll be the younger one, the cockier one, kind of the Johnny Storm. By the way, we needed a Johnny Storm Bobby Drake interaction at some point.
Yeah.
Ice versus fire. But I figure he will be the heartthrob, the one that really wants to be out in front, doesn't like being a mutant, keeps their power a secret. Also, he's an Omega-level mutant. So I went with James Franco's little brother, Dave.
I like it.
And then Beast. I love the show Prodigal Son. Okay. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love it. And so when I was like, we got to get this guy in the MCU. So he's the person that played the lead in Prodigal Son. His name is Thomas Paine. He would be my Beast. For no other reason than this, if you look up picture of the actor when he's not a clean cut, he has really long hair and a really kind of straggly, not Chris Stapleton level beard, but a pretty long beard. And his face actually akin itself to having a long hair, long kind of shaggy beard. Mm-hmm. So I think the makeup would look good on him as well. He obviously, again, can act.
Yeah.
He can go from nerdy to this. He's going to be my Beast.
Plus,
yes.
Plus, I mean, having Beast also be Jesus.
You know, he is, you know, I wonder if Beast could run on water. He's pretty fat. Okay, anyway. All right. We're going to get canceled so bad here, sir. All right. Bringing down the pie. I only got two left, Angel and Magneto. Angel, because I did talk about Harry Potter, I did have to bring in something from the Potterverse. So I'm going to do Tom Felton, a.k.a. Malfoy. He's going to be Angel, okay? For no other reason than this, I'm casting Angel not for Warren Worthing the Third. I'm casting Angel for Archangel and Death. So yep. I want to be someone that can actually be dark, all right?
So are you going to go Age of Apocalypse too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Got to. Because I want that scene. One of my favorite comic scenes is when how they snap Warren Worthington then as Death out of it is when he slices through Iceman. It was an ice dummy, but he thought he kills Bobby Drake. And you see him have that moment. Have you ever seen that pain? Where it's just great when he screams Bobby and that mm-hmm. brings him out of it. I just think that would be great with Dave Franco and Tom Felton. I think could really pull that scene off. And then finally, my Magneto. I kept it a fairly closed team, closed universe, which is Chris Holden Reed. If you don't know who Chris Holden Reed is, in the second season of Umbrella Academy, they have those Swedish triplets that are walking around. He's the leader of those folks. Okay. So blonde, very Nordic looking. He's a natural European. You got to use his accent. You could darken the hair up a little bit. He's older. So it'd be completely plausible. He would have kids the age or near the age of the X-Men. So again, if you're bringing in this, I think someone that could be Elizabeth Olsen's father or however they're going to handle. By the way, Marvel, give us somehow bring Quicksilver back. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, the death he had in Age of Ultron was good, but I would love it if somehow we got Quicksilver back. Probably not, but at least give us Polaris as well, you know. Yeah. So I think it would be great. If you don't know Polaris, we're not going to ruin it for you. Look her up. Okay. So that would be my X-Men team. Again, going through Age of Apocalypse. And I think there's just a lot that can be done there. And I'm just really excited because I think Joseph Gordon-Levitt not being in the MCU is one of the things you really need. Again, you didn't give him a Batman franchise movie. So we're gonna steal him and bring him over to the X-Men and the Age of Apocalypse.
Very cool, man. Very cool. So, Brian, you have a riddle today, don't you?
I do have a riddle. All right. So, on the side, I'm going to try making these more musical. And so, as always, and this one I'm sure you're going to get, but I just really like doing this. So, I figured it'd just be fun for me. So, I do have a riddle. So, my riddle is you to figure out who this character is.
Okay.
And when I did this a few podcasts ago, I basically did a riddle taking from Jay-Z and 99 Problems. I am stealing now from the Steve Miller Band and the Joker. So, as always, I would do this as many times as you want to, but I guess you only need one. I'm going to chat. By the way, I am not a singer, folks. So, don't come at me in the comments. But I'm going to just give my best shot to see if you can get this. And again, I'll do this as many times as you want to. Please don't make me do this more than once. And then you have up to three guesses. All right, here we go. And again, this is me stealing from the Steve Miller Band and the Joker, all right? Some people call me the space cowboy. Some people call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Benzotti because I speak of the Prime Directive. Beam me up, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. But don't you worry, baby, don't you worry. Because I'm right here, right here, right here at home. Because I'm an officer, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, I'm a singer. I play the trombone in the sun.
Okay.
Really? Oh man, please tell me I stumped you.
I thought I knew where it was going, so I'm just gonna throw who I thought, but I'm
okay, maybe your three guesses. Center. All right.
All right. So my first guess is Peter Quill.
Wrong.
Okay. But then that like right away I was thinking Peter Quill. And then you started giving me Starfleet stuff.
Sure.
So like let me ask one of my questions. Is this a Star Trek character?
It is.
Okay. And then I was starting to think like, is Spock? And then I'm like, no, because Spock's logical. He is not going to play the trombone.
Correct.
So then I'm thinking, okay, what are we thinking? Let me ask another question. Is this from the original Star Trek cast?
It is not.
Okay. So I got one more question.
Right.
So I'm thinking that this is from the Next Generation. I'm not going to ask a question. I'm just going to go with this for follow my train of thought here. Now, out of the Next Generation cast, leaves me a couple here. All right. Okay. And there's a big part of me that wants to say Commander Data. But there's also parts like, you know what? No, I think there's better fitting there.
Okay.
However, I am going to use my second guess and say Commander Data.
It is not Commander Data.
Okay. So now that I know that, I know it's Next Generation and I know it's not Data, we're going to go with Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
You are stumped. You are wrong, sir.
Oh, what? Oh, man.
All right.
Play that down. Who is it?
It is Will Riker.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Because
okay.
Here's the real quick hint. You were right on. So yeah. I changed only a few words. First off, at the beginning with Space Cowboy Gangster Love, they call me Benzotti. That is the nickname that Counselor Troy calls him throughout the series, Benzotti. He follows the Prime Directive. And if you are a big fan, I love The Next Generation. He actually plays the trombone several times in the series.
Okay.
So it is actually Will Riker.
So
and
I was
going to go ahead.
I was going to say, I knew it was going to be either one of those two because Picard likes to do the 1920s jazz stuff. So that's where I was going with that. But anyway, yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Well, also, just to let you know how we are on the same vein, when I was thinking about a song, I was thinking I wanted to do the Joker. And that first part of Space Cowboy, my initial one was going to be Star-Lord. That's too easy. That is right online. So then I go, let me pick someone from Star Trek. And my first thought was going to be Spock. So then I thought, but so much of the lyrics are very emotional, not logical. I'm like, that won't fit. So then I thought, you know, in Star Trek, who would be the closest thing to a cowboy? And I thought it would either be Kirk or Riker. I like Riker better than Kirk, so I use Kirk. I use Riker. So, yes, there we be, sir.
I am so glad that you said the word Spock because, now, first of all, when we do our verse mode, we are supposed to bring in somebody that we had talked about throughout the episode.
Yes.
And I forgot to mention Spock at all. And my person for verse mode is
Spock.
So,
all right.
Oh, so perfect segue. Very, very unplanned. But hey, that's why we do this together.
Absolutely. All right. So then, if you're going to do Spock, let me think who I'm going to bring in. Then, I want to make it a fair fight.
Okay.
So we're gonna do. If you will do Spock, I will do. Okay, I will actually do Will Riker.
All right.
I will actually do
Ooh.
Will Riker. So We've got two individuals, so this will be easy. They already live in the same universe.
Correct.
So now we just have to come with our story in which they encounter each other. So we've got the battle of number ones.
And so, they have met.
And they have met. They have met. And we've done, and both series have played with time travel enough. They can meet a variety of ways. Right. They, you know, I mean, we could be talking Brave New Worlds, Spock. We'd be talking, definitely older Spock. We'd be talking, you know, Riker versus, his doppelganger slash clone. I mean, there's a lot of ways we can do it. But we're going to go straight to it. So again, the battle of the number ones, in my head, one serves the, captain that you want to get a beer with, and one serves the captain that you want to lead you in the battle. So here we go. And by the way, just real quick aside, I do want to give a shout out to my Uncle Bobby. My Uncle Bobby loved Star Trek, the original series. His big gripe was, why was Spock not the captain? He always sat there and went, why was Spock not the captain? Spock was always the one that would come with the great idea that Kirk got to take credit for. So you know, Uncle Bobby, we're going to see, RIP by the way, we're going to see if we can give Spock some much deserved credit and love by having Spock v. Riker.
Oh man. So, I'll kind of start off. Well, here's my thoughts on it. So now Riker does have powers that really aren't super defined. So it's not a Vulcan going up really against a human. Riker is an advance. He has been advanced.
Yes.
However, because of Spock, and as far as everything is logical, I think that's where Riker could get ahead of him.
Yes.
However, I think Spock is a good fighter. And I think that in each of their prime, so if they're meeting at their best physical form at the same time and they're fighting, I think just because Spock is Vulcan, Spock can mind meld, he can the Vulcan death pinch. Because of that, I think that the fight would go on. I think Riker would try to talk Spock, would try to talk it down.
Yes.
While Spock wouldn't listen to it, and he would just kind of, he would react.
Yes.
So he wouldn't feed into what Riker is going, especially due to their new directive, right?
Right.
From Star Trek. So I would think that Spock would win this battle. But not by much. I think that the fight happens. It's going to be not to the death. It's going to be to one is understanding of the other's point. There is some sort of miscommunication.
Right.
They're going to get up, and we all want a Spock Riker spinoff at the end.
Right. Absolutely. I think what you would want to come down to would be there's some type of infiltration within the Federation. They played with this a few different times, where there's conflicting orders coming from the high command, the leadership of the Federation. And don't forget, Spock is half human, and Vulcans do have emotions. They just learn through a lot of to suppress them due to the intensive Vulcan emotions.
Yeah.
But this will be one of those situations where Riker has a feeling. And this is where I think it's been an interesting battle. You have one person who is extremely logical, almost to a detriment. One person who leads completely, primarily by their emotions. So Riker is going to have a feeling. He's going to have a guttural instinct. They go, this doesn't seem right. Where Spock will, without enough evidence, will follow his orders. That will lead to some type of, we've seen this before, some type of issue between Riker's gut and Spock's brain, where again, it's really we fix is where they're both, they're of equal rank. So we're trying to figure who then is going to take over the leadership of the Enterprise in lieu of Kirk nor Picard. That I agree with you, that will lead to a split of the crew, and they decide they are going to not a fight to the death, but a fight on the holodeck. You will have Riker trying to draw Spock out with some chitter chatter, getting him to see inconsistencies. Spock is going to fault a lot of logic. Spock will not be able. Riker versus Spock, from a physical standpoint, Spock is how I see it ending up. Spock is going to dominate Riker ultimately physically, but in the lieu of this, while he wins the fight physically, he also sees Riker's point and they follow Riker's suggestions. So while Spock wins the battle, Riker wins the war, and like true Star Trek fashion, the Enterprise comes out of the battle, maybe a little burned, maybe a little scarred up, but completely, completely undefeated.
So bonus question, who directs this? Is it Riker, or is it Leonard Nimoy, or is it what's his name?
It's Nimoy's son. That's what we're gonna do today. We're gonna do Nimoy's son, who directs a lot of the Picard shows. By the way, Riker is such an excellent director. Mm-hmm. As is Marina Sirtis. Marina Sirtis actually directed a few episodes as well. So they're both really good directors. I just really like Jonathan Frakes. The cockiness. Again, Jonathan, a man after my own heart, loves himself some Green Room. Once the beard came in, like, Jonathan, yeah. Trust me, when this is gone, there's more chin than I'm comfortable with too. I totally get it. I have to send it to you, but there's a meme that basically is, you know Worf's favorite state, don't you?
What?
Indiana.
Oh my gosh. So Brian, what do you call American bees?
What?
US bees.
We're here again, folks. We're free. We're so free. We are absolutely free. Okay. All right. No, that's totally how we do it. But okay, that's what we have to get. It's gonna be Nimoy's kid. That way we don't pull against Nimoy or Jonathan Frakes. Yeah. I think it'll be a really cool episode. Somehow maybe we get Brent Spiner again versus Isaac. We should really just, and again, I can't tell you enough. Definitely check out you get him in the last couple episodes of Orville New Horizons, especially two episodes ago. Again, I forget the name of the episode. But just check it out. It is absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Awesome. So, Brian, I like that. It was a fun versus, quick versus. Let's go ahead and just get into our special thanks. Again, Stacey yes. Jones, you're awesome. All right. And, Brian, where can we reach out to you?
You can always reach out to me on Facebook, Brian Stephen Dennis on Facebook. Brian is spelled B-R-I-A-N. So the correct way. I'm always posting things, trying to keep things funny, keep things light, ask kind of a few interesting questions here and there. If you like the podcast, hopefully you will like my Facebook page. So again, give me a follow, shoot me a friend request. Let's just again level up our awesome, the old school social media way.
You can tweet at me at Fandemic3. Message me on Facebook at The Fandemic. Now active on TikTok as well at Fandemic1. You can hear my reviews and so much more. I've been putting a lot of stuff up there lately. I took a little break, but now I'm starting to put some stuff up. So if you would like to support the show, there are several ways to do so. One, go to buymeacoffee.com/thefandemic, or you can go to anchor.fm/PVOTN. Excuse me. PayPal and Venmo at Bradley Butin. If you just want a one-time thing. Also, you know what? You can also just share the show with someone you want to make a little more awesome. Now, don't forget to leave a 5-star review. If you're on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe. Click that bell so you get notified whenever we go live. Become part of the show, people, and comment us. We would love to talk to you and make you part of the Fandemic. Brian. I think we are at max levels of awesome for the week.
We have hit it. We're at warp 10, sir. So before we go back in time, I think let's get out of here. So again, thank you all for coming and level up. You're awesome. Thank you for being part of our every week, what is awesome report, because you are truly the most awesome part of our week. So as we're closing out today, remember two words of advice from your buddy, Brian. Remember, number one, never retreat, never surrender, and Goonies. Never say die.
We're all playing the same game in life, just on a different level. Thanks for catching up. You're welcome for leveling up your awesomeness. Live free or die empty, friends. Have a good day.